All right, good morning. Well, good morning. Welcome back to another Saturday here with the lounge here back at Johnston Hall. But we're here with the special guest, Will Shank, making appearance number two.
Good morning, everybody.
How you doing, man?
Doing great. Glad to be back with you, Zach.
Yep. And yeah, there's really no, I mean, last week there was a little bit of a structure because I was here for a project. But we're back to the no nonsense, all nonsense, I guess. We could talk about whatever we want. So it's good to be doing that. This is the second to last show of the semester, actually, because we have finals week next week, and then I will be going home on next Saturday, and I'll probably do this in the morning.
Yeah. If you came back in the summer, could you do a special episode?
Honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if I would. I think I would be able to.
Yeah.
I think I'll still have access to the building over the summer.
Mm-hmm. So the fans would probably go crazy.
The fans would, actually. Yeah. You know, they'd be dying to hear some new material in the summer.
Yeah, they'll be starving.
They'd be fiending for it. Yeah. You know, those that wake up this early in the morning.
Yeah.
Actually, it's not that early, but... But yeah, it's good to have you on.
Yeah.
Anything, I know we talked on the way here, but mm-hmm. Anything new with you?
New with me? When was the last time I was on? I don't know. It was like February.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm officially in the PT program at Marquette.
Yeah.
Now. I don't know if that was true last time. So
I think we were talking about applying.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
we're both in it. So
yeah, we're both in it now. So
now we got three more years together.
Yep.
Which is brutal.
No, it's not.
I'm kidding.
It's beautiful.
No, it's good. It should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm happy about that. Just been going to school and doing my thing.
Yeah, so that's all you can really do.
Yeah, I'll be
just kind of vibing.
Yep, I'll be in Milwaukee this summer too for the first time. So.
Oh yeah, you did tell me that.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah, what are you going to be doing?
So I thought I was going to be, I was possibly going to be working at this retirement home that I work at right now,
right,
where I lead exercise classes. It's called East Castle Place.
Okay, yeah.
It's on the northeast side, kind of near Bradford Beach. I teach exercise classes and do personal trainings with people there.
Cool.
But they ended up hiring someone that can work, like, throughout the year.
Nice.
So I'll be there just on the weekends. And so I had to figure out what I was going to do this summer, and I got a job working for the Milwaukee Boat Line.
Oh, okay.
What
are you going to be doing?
I'll be a deckhand, so I'm not exactly sure yet, but basically, like, greeting people on the boats and then helping with docking and undocking and, like, a little bit of navigation.
That's actually pretty cool.
I know, yeah.
Spend the night. Do you get to go on the water?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's going to be nice.
So they just, I don't know if they go the same route every time, but they go down the Milwaukee River and to Lake Michigan, around Lake Michigan a little bit, so.
I did one of those trips last semester. It was It was like a brat type of boat.
Yeah.
I don't know if you heard about that.
I don't know. There's a lot of different companies that do.
Yeah, it was like
tours.
Somewhat like you go on a boat and then you go down the river and then out into like the Lake Michigan and everything. And then they had like unlimited brats you can get.
Sounds like a
in like
great
a buffet
time.
Yeah, it was actually like the brats were really good.
Yeah, I love brats. It's one of my favorite things to have unlimited of.
Yeah, I had probably like four or five. I'm not gonna lie.
That's awesome.
But yeah, that's what I thought of when you say like what a deckhand, is that the title?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yep. So
that's
yeah,
well, I mean, spending the summer in the water is not.
I know. I'm looking forward to that and just being outside because
you get a crazy tan.
Yeah. Yeah. I love being outside.
So yeah,
it should be good.
You get paid good too?
Yeah, pretty good. It's like $20 an hour, and then
solid.
They said that it's more than that because you get tips that are split between people.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's actually really nice.
Yeah.
Is that the only job you're working, or are you working at East Castle?
That East Castle is just on Saturdays, and then I have my campus job here where I work at Valley Fields.
So what's going to be going on at Valley?
There's
summer camps.
Not that much. Yeah, there's summer camps for bunch of different sports.
Nice.
There might be some stuff at the Al McGuire Center.
That should be fun, dude.
I
know a lot of people that are staying for this summer, and it sounds really fun.
Yeah.
And I'm definitely going to come visit, obviously, because I have a place to stay.
Yeah, but you'll get to, I mean, you'll get that.
Yeah, next year.
Next year. I mean, from what I've heard from people in PT schools, that it is, you know, you're in school still.
Yeah.
So it's not like you just total freedom, but you do have a lot more time during the school year.
Yeah.
It's just like two classes or something.
Yeah, I was playing poker with a couple of my friends, and two of them are a year older than us.
Yeah.
And I was asking them about what they thought of, like, summer, staying over the summer, and they're like, that they heard from people above them that they have, like, a couple classes, and they're done by, like, 1 o'clock every, like, day or something like that.
Yeah.
So you have, like, the rest of the day to, like, do whatever.
Which, yeah, you can still have a part-time job if you wanted to.
Exactly. So it sounds like a good time, and they said that the rec's going to be open.
Yeah.
So it's going to be, like, nobody there.
Yeah, yep. Yeah, but what do you feel about, like, this is kind of our last summer being
little
kids.
Yeah, I'm just going to enjoy it. Little kids. I'm going to just enjoy it. I mean, I'm going to be working. I know I have a for sure job at home with caddying because it's really one of the best jobs in the business.
Yep.
As like a college student.
And you're one of the best in the business.
I've reached unk status there. I'm like going to be one of the oldest guys
there.
That's
awesome.
Now.
How long have you been there?
This is going to be my 8th year.
Yeah, that's sweet.
And then I'm still working out a job at Athletico Physical Therapy. Mm-hmm. I was reaching out to my former manager that I worked with last year, and I emailed her about like a month ago about asking if they needed spots, and she emailed me right away. She was like, I'm going to look at the availability, see where we need you. We definitely miss you. And then no response until a month later, so yesterday. And he was like, oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, we don't have any more spots left. I was like, oh, yes. No. But she said she's going to recommend me to another one of the clinic because it's a chain. So hopefully get in contact with them and maybe get some hours there.
Yeah.
But I thought that was just goofy. She's just like, oh, yeah, we definitely miss you. And then don't respond a month later.
How bad do you miss me?
Yeah. So I'm on my revenge arc.
Yeah.
I have to become the best rehabilitation aide in Chicagoland now because of that.
I mean, yeah, your name's getting around.
But, yeah, I'm just going to enjoy the summer. I think I'm going to be pretty much golfing, like, every Monday.
Yeah.
Because the caddies are allowed to golf on our course. And I just vibe, I guess. Enjoy the time with the family. I don't know if we're doing anything, like going out of town or anything, but it should be fun.
Nice.
Come up to visit Milwaukee, obviously.
Yeah, of course.
Because it's only an hour and a half drive.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, it's kind of cool, though, to could actually be in this position where we're starting to get to, our summers are going to be different now.
Yeah, I'm excited for it, though.
Yeah.
I'm excited. It's a good change. Mm-hmm. You got to come down to Chicago.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot to do.
Really?
Not a whole lot to do in Chicago, but you could definitely find something.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's cool. I was at the Brewers game, Cubs game.
Oh yeah,
yesterday. Very disappointing of the outcome.
Brewers won.
Huh?
Oh, the Cubs won.
Cubs won 10-0.
Are you like a semi Brewers fan?
They're like my second favorite team.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just because I highly dislike the Cubs.
Yeah.
I was in a not heated, but I was I was debating with this Cubs fan on Instagram yesterday. and I don't really have a lot of ground to work with, so I just started messing around with him, and then he got mad.
Nice.
So, yeah, that was the case. But, the Cubs won 10-0. It was, like, 10-0 in, like, the third or fourth inning. So the Brewers never really got into it. But it was still a good time.
Mm-hmm.
We tailgated.
Nice.
Brought out the mini grill, grilled some chicken hot dogs.
Ooh, interesting. Yeah. How were they?
They were actually pretty good. And
it's a bit unorthodox.
Yeah, I looked at the packaging and said, like, chicken-based hot dogs. I was like, that's interesting. But they were good.
Yeah.
I made some chicken, so it was a little bit difficult to grill raw chicken on a small charcoal grill, but we got the job done.
Is that's you, your roommates on that?
Yeah.
That's sweet. Do you use it much?
Well, we have a grill
at the Mark,
but it's been closed.
Oh.
I don't know why, they just have not opened it.
Is it broken?
I hope not. I wanted to use it this semester, but they've never opened it.
Yeah. So. What's the? I haven't been to that part of the Mark. Is there like spots to sit around?
Yeah. There's like, they have a couple tables.
Like a courtyard.
It's like a courtyard. It's like turf. It's like artificial grass. Uh-huh. So you can play like spike ball or whatever. So when are you moving in to the Mark? I should say.
Yeah, probably like June 15th. Our lease ends May 31st, and then the Mark lease starts June 15th. But they said they'll let us stay in our current place until then.
That's cool. Yeah. So
halfway through the summer, I'll be there.
Yeah, and I'm sure if they don't open up the grill, they got a huge problem.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know if you're a grill type of guy.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I would use it, like, if I was staying here over the summer, I would use that grill, like, almost, like, 3 days a week, you honestly.
Yeah.
So, I used it a lot in the fall semester,
mm-hmm.
McChicken and burgers and everything.
Yep.
Nice. But yeah, definitely use it if it's open.
Oh, yeah. Is there competition for it?
There's two big ones.
Oh, nice.
So,
are they gas?
I'm pretty sure.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Yeah. But I've only... Every time I've grilled, there's, like, I think only one or two times there was, like, another person using the one next to it. So, like, mm-hmm. not a whole lot of people use it, and especially in the summer, there's not going to be a whole lot of residents, I wouldn't think. But I wouldn't know.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
Cool.
It should be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And, but going back to the charcoal grill, we grilled some burgers, chicken, and hot dogs.
Yeah.
Had a couple drinks before the game.
Nice.
It was a good tailgate. I've never actually tailgated before. I don't know if you have tailgated.
Not really. I haven't been to a baseball game in a while.
Oh, really? Yeah. Are you planning on going this summer?
I don't have plans, but yeah, I think that would be fun. I used to be like a pretty big Brewers fan when I was little.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just stopped. I never played baseball, so I stopped like watching or
hearing. Oh, you never played baseball?
Yeah. But
you got the first baseman build.
Yeah. Really? Are they tall?
They're just tall guys. Yeah. Tall and...
Pitchers are pretty tall, too, usually.
I that was, like, the only infield position I could play.
First base?
First base, but I was too short to play. But it was just because of the lefty.
Yeah.
They don't want righties playing second, short, or third.
Yep.
So I was just in the outfield
the
majority of the time.
I think we talked about that last time.
Probably.
And then we started talking about left-handedness.
Yeah, but... Yeah, if you have the chance, go definitely check out the games.
Yeah.
It's a really cool stadium. I really like that stadium.
Mm-hmm. And I've been to a few games.
They're 500 right now, but hopefully they can get good over the summer.
Yeah.
It usually takes a while for teams to get hot.
Mm-hmm.
Like the White Sox, you know, sitting at 7-23. So.
Oh, really?
8-23.
Well, that's
so,
like way better than last year, right?
You know, I think it's about the same. Oh, well, we are not the worst team in the league, though.
Yeah.
Because the Rockies have 5 wins.
Nice.
So we're competing for that spot.
Yeah.
And we're that's the only positive outcome. But did you see the White Sox new uniforms?
No, I didn't.
So they combined their design with the Chicago Bulls.
Ooh.
So it's a red jersey and then black pants with red pinstripes. And it says Chicago, like the Bulls, like font and everything. And it's like a Bulls/Sox crossover.
Nice.
And I don't really like it.
Yeah, that seems a little...
it's odd. And I only know the reason why. It's because the owner of the White Sox also owns the Bulls.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like you could see that happening, trying to promote two not-so-great teams.
Yeah.
But they did win yesterday. They're 1-0 in the new uniforms.
Boom.
Yeah, so maybe they should just keep wearing them.
When I was a senior, going to be a senior, I guess, in high school, me and these two other kids who are seniors, we got to design our uniforms for basketball.
No way.
Because every 4 years in my school, they got new uniforms.
That's actually
four
great.
Or eight or something. So, yeah, we got to design them. They're pretty cool.
That's cool. What was the design?
So our colors are like maroon, gold, and white.
What was the mascot?
Crusaders. So it's
Crusaders?
Just like a guy in armor with his fists up, like he's going to box you or something.
Nice.
In his religious war. But, we did cursive font.
Oh, okay.
The school name.
Yeah.
That was pretty sweet.
Was it sponsored?
Yeah, it was. I think I can't remember. I think they were Under Armour.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We had Nike for a long time.
Yeah.
And then I think recently, like in the past couple of years, they switched to New Balance. Mm-hmm. So like all the sports are sponsored by New Balance now. Mm-hmm. But when I was there, we used to be sponsored by Jordan.
Really?
Yeah, dude. our football team would be sponsored by Jordan. Our basketball team would be sponsored by Jordan. It would be actually crazy.
That's so cool.
I don't know why.
Yeah, there's some high schools that are sponsored. There's some in Wisconsin that I would play.
Yeah.
Like Reedsburg was sponsored by Jordan, which is like some small town near the Dells.
That's so weird.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I remember always getting my jerseys. It would always be Nike sponsored, which was actually pretty sick.
Oh, yeah.
But we sort of got to design our soccer jerseys my senior year. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if they're – because I noticed that the Marquette women's, like, away uniform is, like, the exact same thing as ours. Oh, so we might have just taken their template.
Hmm.
But it was, like – it's, like, a black and gray, like, striped. So it's, like, a black and then gray.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes like that. Yeah. And then it's in cursive. It said, like, Fenwick, which was ours. But then I think
cursive's the best.
I think – I don't know if ours were cursive.
Yeah.
But it was just, like, a italicized –
nice
font.
Yeah.
But I looked at Marquette's, like, women's, and it was the same thing, except Marquette was blue. So I think we just, like, stole their template, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, why not?
But yeah, designing uniforms is pretty cool.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah,
I just do that in, like, the career mode and in, like, the video game.
You use
and, like, FIFA or, like, NBA.
Yeah,
you just make the jerseys.
Just geeking out.
Yeah. But
yeah,
You
read any good books lately, Zach?
You know, do you have any recommendations?
I just read a book just finished yesterday. It's super short, called The Art of War, not The War of Art.
Okay. The Art of War by
Stephen Pressfield.
Huh. What's it's just about war?
No, it's about art.
Oh.
No, The War of Art. It's called The War of Art.
The War of Art.
The Art of War is like a book by some old ancient Chinese
guy
warrior. Yeah.
Okay.
But
it's about art.
Yeah, it's about producing and working and like
any type of art or like
I mean, not even art in general, like
just like
doing work,
making
like,
that sounds
what
cool.
Prevents us from — he has this concept called resistance, which is this force that he says just, you know, prevents you from doing work.
Yeah.
So
that's cool.
That was good.
I guess there is, I read this book, it's called Green Lights, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a book that's, the author is Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. My dad
has
that book.
It's just about his life.
Yeah.
Very insightful about his life. Didn't know a whole lot. It was mostly, like, the thing I remember most about the book was, like, his childhood.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, he was, like, mostly, like, free and, like, able to do stuff. But, like,
yeah,
I think his parents were separated. Mm-hmm. But yeah, he seemed like he had a lot of freedom growing up and like did some cool things. It's a good read. I was recommended it by a Marquette student, actually. His name is Simon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
So.
Yeah. What else? I read this book a little while ago called The Boys in the Boat, which is
a movie.
It's a movie. Have you seen the movie?
I've seen the movie, yeah. Yeah.
It's that.
It's — oh, cool.
That.
Yeah. That's really good. Have you seen the movie?
Yeah, I have.
Okay.
But yeah, the writer...
is it the same as the book?
Or
is
I don't know. Different? I saw the movie actually before.
Oh, like okay.
A few years ago. So I can't really remember. But the writer's really good. And he makes rowing like super romantic. And
yeah, they made... The movie was really good. I remember the movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think it's Washington University.
Yeah, it's a crazy story.
Crazy story.
It's like a bunch of dudes and
bunch of guys
a
like
sport
us
that like yeah and they didn't none of them play the sport before they
nah.
do the sport before
and they're just
they
good
just,
at it
yeah and they just
work so hard at it
over 4 years, just go to the Olympics and
mm-hmm.
beat everybody in front of Hitler. Pretty sweet.
Have you seen any good movies lately though?
I saw 21 Jump Street for the first time.
What do you think?
It's so good. I love just like stupid funny movies.
Yeah, the goofy movies are hilarious.
Yeah. I don't watch a ton of movies really.
Yeah, me neither. I'm excited for this summer though, because the last Mission Impossible, like with Tom Cruise, I think is coming out.
Yeah.
And I watched the one before, and they left out like a cliffhanger.
Yeah.
So like this is the part two of it. Mm-hmm. So I'm actually kind of excited to see how it ends.
Yeah, my roommate's been watching through all the movies.
Oh, really? I did that.
In anticipation of that.
Yeah, I did it over the course of the semester. I watched all of them. Nice. I think they're actually, like, they're very cheesy, but, like, they're so good.
I don't know. Sometimes cheesy movies are good.
Like, it's just very, like, you just have an absurd, like, car chase that's, like, 30 minutes.
Yeah.
It just doesn't end.
Yeah. That's awesome.
It's just, like, the plot armor is, like, actually insane.
Yeah.
Like, have you seen the last one that they made?
No, I haven't.
So, I don't want to spoil too much, but he jumps off of a cliff. Mm-hmm. With a bike, and he has like a parachute, and he's trying to get this thing he's trying to land on a moving train.
Nice.
While there's a hold off of guys at gunpoint in the train, and he lands in the exact window it is to kick the guy with. Like,
that is awesome. Yeah.
He's like, wow, what a lucky guy.
Yeah,
he is.
I love that.
But it's very entertaining, and I'm excited to see the new one. I hope it's good.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just found out that they're reproducing the third Star Wars movie, putting it back in theaters because it's like the 25th anniversary of it.
That's it?
Yeah. I think it was made in the early 2000s, so probably 20th.
Hmm.
So yeah. I heard, a lot of, like, my cousin was telling about, he went to see it, and he said, like, the crowd was, like, wild. I think just movie theater crowds are actually just, like, going crazy because of the Minecraft movie.
Yeah.
I don't know. Have you seen the Minecraft movie?
No, I haven't. Have you?
I'm kind of scared to go see it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I haven't been to a movie in a theater in a while, but.
I think the last time I went was Oppenheimer.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah.
And I still need to watch it again because I still don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
I like got lost in the sauce.
Yeah, it's a lot going on. It's like 3 hours.
It's 3 hours and there's like 400 characters that I need to keep track of, and I don't. My buddy's like, you need to watch it like 2 or 3 times. I'm like, that's like 6 hours of my life just rewatching.
You
know what I mean?
Yeah, speaking of Oppenheimer, I didn't even realize this until this morning. I was just kind of thinking. But last night I had a dream, and guess who was in it?
Oppenheimer?
No, Bill Hirsch.
Bill Hirsch and Oppenheimer?
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, I just thought of
Bill Hirsch is our my former physics teacher and Will's current physics teacher.
Former now, yeah.
I guess, You still got to take
a test with him.
Got to take his final.
Yeah.
But why was he in?
I don't know. He was just there. He was like, I was hanging out with some kid. And I don't even know who it was, but it was like this guy was my friend.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly. And apparently we were at his house and Bill Hirsch was his dad.
Oh.
It was like Bill Hirsch and like some lady who were his parents. And Bill was just there. It was pretty sweet.
Yeah. Do you like Bill?
I do like Bill. He cracks me up.
You're going to miss Bill. I do.
He's a good teacher, though, too.
Yeah. He's actually fair with his points sometimes, unlike my teacher who gives us free points for the good.
She's unfair, but not in the not in the way that you...
Yeah. I don't know how to say it.
But
I don't know how to say it. She's, like, unfair to you guys.
Yeah, I mean...
I don't know. I don't know how to explain it. She just gives us free points sometimes.
Yeah, which is a bit odd, especially for physics 2, which
physics
is
two.
Not easy concepts.
No, and I don't even know. I'm excited to get done with physics because...
Yeah, this class this year, it's just like, it was cool to learn about a lot of the stuff, but I didn't really put a lot of effort into it because it didn't seem super applicable.
I was about to ask, what was your favorite class from this year?
Yeah, my favorite class this year was actually... Intro to the New Testament.
Oh, really?
Yeah, this is the last, like, elective class I took.
You have a final for it?
Yeah, we had a test last week because we just had three tests all semester. So that was the third one. And then we got a paper for it. So I'll write that due by Wednesday. But I'm going to write that about death and resurrection in Paul's letters.
So cool.
That should be cool. But yeah, that class was so good.
How many people were in that class?
It was like 24, I think. Oh, wow. 25.
That's a pretty good.
It was cool. Yeah, a lot of people didn't go to class, which was kind of
not the point of the
kind
class.
Kind of lame.
Because I feel like the was it just like a lecture? Like you just talked?
Oh yeah, he just talked the whole time.
That sounds
But it was like never boring.
That's what I mean. I feel like those type of classes where you're actually learning about like something very insightful.
Yeah,
and literally about the Bible and just like.
But he was. I mean, this is what he's done for like 40 years.
Yeah, Bible studies. Yep. It's basically a Bible study, right?
Yeah. I mean, we're looking at.
You're looking at all the
Yeah, we go through the whole New Testament, so the four Gospels, and then Paul's letters, 13, and then the seven Catholic letters, and then
Revelation. What do you think was the hardest text to analyze?
I mean, definitely Revelation, without a doubt, because it's so abstract and it's allegorical, so everything has meaning, hidden meaning. Like colors mean something. There's all these numbers and symbols.
Right.
It's hard to break down, but it's a really cool book, and it's the perfect ending to the biblical story.
And about like the four Gospels, did you guys learn about like the sources?
Yeah.
Like I need, because this is like I learned this stuff in theology in high school, but it's like. The Q source.
The Q source, yeah. So there's four Gospels. There's Matthew, Mark, and Luke are the synoptic Gospels.
Right.
Same I, because they're very similar. And the prominent theory is that Mark wrote his Gospel earliest first. And
right, then yeah, I remember
Matthew
that.
Matthew and Luke probably had a copy of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, because there's just a ton of, just plagiarism, just the same.
And then John's.
Yes. Yeah. John's is very different.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, and then there's a Q source that Matthew and Luke probably had, and then there's sources that were unique to Matthew and Luke. And
so interesting.
Yeah, it's pretty cool how people have figured a lot of that out, but it's also just, so unknown.
Mm-hmm.
We don't really know who wrote, besides most of the letters of Paul, there's, anybody could have written some of the letters.
Yeah.
So
that's cool.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like every time I go to church on Sundays, I feel like the readings or the gospel is always from Luke.
Yeah.
For some reason, I'm like every time it's like always Luke.
Yeah. I can't remember what my professor was saying, but every year there's they focus on one gospel and then they intersperse it with the others.
Oh, cool.
I think.
Is it, like that. Your teacher is the priest, right?
No, he's not.
Oh, he's not a priest?
No.
He's just a guy?
Professor, yeah.
Professor.
He taught in high schools for a while.
Yeah.
Then he taught in college. He taught at Cardinal Stritch University, which was right around here.
Yeah.
And he became the president there, but the university closed. They weren't making enough money.
Huh.
And so he knew Mike Lovell, the former president here.
Yeah.
So,
that's cool.
Marquette.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always thought theology classes were so... They were interesting. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they were a little boring, especially in high school.
You have to have a good professor.
Yeah. So, I mean, we had to take 4 years of it. So every year in high school. I think it was the most interesting. It was first one was just a typical religious education class. You learn about Old Testament, New Testament. And then sophomore year it was more Dominican spirituality. So more about different Dominican values.
Yeah.
Because we're Dominican.
You're Dominican. Yeah.
Dominican school.
My high school is Dominican too.
The Friars.
Truth, Compassion, Justice, Community Partnership.
That's why we were the Friars.
Yeah.
The Dominican Friars. Yeah. That's what our logo was.
Yeah.
The Friars. And then I think, so you had to take a semester of Dominican spirituality and then a semester of just New Testament stuff, I think.
Yeah.
And then junior year was more about ethics.
Mm.
It was more about ethical stuff. So it was more philosophy, I would say. It was very interesting.
Yep.
I had it during COVID.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like I didn't get the most out of it.
Yeah, but it was a good class.
Yeah. Mm. And then I think senior year you had to take Dominican spirituality again. And then first semester and the other semester was world religion. So you learned about the different
religions. We had pretty similar in my high school.
Yeah. I really like Dominican spirituality just because our teacher was really good. He was also kind of a joke sometimes, but because he'd be like, guys, sorry, not feeling it today. You guys can have a study hall. But when he did teach, it was actually very, very insightful. I would say the world religion class, learning about the different religions is actually all very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what your thoughts on the different theologies you've taken, but.
Yeah, I wasn't, I didn't get a lot from the ones in high school, I guess, because my professors were pretty good, but I also just didn't care as much.
Right.
And I wasn't.
You weren't focusing on it.
Yeah.
You were, just passing and everything.
Pretty much, so. But.
How was theology philosophy here?
Oh, they were fine. Same. They weren't very great. I didn't really like my professor for theology here. He was kind of a strange guy. He also wasn't Christian, so it's kind of and it's basically Christian theology,
right?
I don't know. I'm very happy that I got to take this class.
So what was it? What was it credit for?
I think my core curriculum or whatever.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah.
Because I had...
just needed the credits.
I had a lot of my stuff overlap with the Spanish minor.
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. I got a lot of those done.
Yep.
Because of it. And I thought Spanish was good here.
Mm-hmm.
Except I didn't really like the last... So, last semester I took Spanish and it was, culture in Latin America.
Yeah.
It's interesting in learning about the history of it, but it's just it was just hard because it was the entire thing was in Spanish,
mm-hmm.
and it's so hard to
cause it's just
read and interpret things in another language. And my mom is if she's listening, she told me about her first Spanish classes in college, and
mm-hmm.
she said it was super hard because she didn't she just didn't she's just she's not a Spanish speaker natively, so
mm-hmm.
she learned on her own, so her first couple classes were just ridiculously hard.
Yeah.
And with this, it's just hard. I don't know. I find it easier to converse with someone,
mm-hmm.
rather than take a class where everything is the slides are in Spanish, the readings are in Spanish, and it's hard to I don't know how to explain it. Just get all the meaning, getting the actual meaning out of it when you don't. It's not your first language.
Mm-hmm. So do you feel you learned a good amount?
I think so. I think freshman year, both Spanish classes were really good because it was more actual grammar and learning. It was some history about Spain and everything because my teachers were, first semester freshman year, she was from Spain, and then second semester he was from Argentina.
Mm-hmm.
So learning about that history and that culture was pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And then sophomore year, it was more more grammar and more actual speaking it related. And what was the second semester was more about another difficult class because it was about poetry and art.
Yeah.
So
And
we watched a lot of movies in Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
So it was that was kind of the start of where I was learning about the art. And I guess it's very interesting stuff, but mm-hmm. it's just hard to do it in another language. I don't know if you know what that means, if you know how...
Especially poetry.
Poetry, it's just you'd be asking about the meaning of it, and the sayings don't mean, in English, you can interpret,
what
a metaphor is, and, it's just so hard to do it in Spanish.
Yeah.
So, but the other classes were fine.
Mm-hmm.
It was good, and then I unfortunately had to drop the minor.
Because
of grad school and everything.
Oh.
Yeah, I think I had three or four more classes to take.
Oh, really?
And taking them over the summer would be very difficult. Yeah. Plus, adding them onto next year's schedule would be pretty hard.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's fine. It's not, you're probably bummed that you can't get, have a little minor,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. attached to your.
But it's good because I can speak it comfortably.
I've definitely
improved speaking it over the years.
Mm-hmm.
and like speaking with my grandma and everything, because she only speaks Spanish. So
yeah, and it'll probably be helpful for you.
I think so. Therapist. This job that I'm hopefully applying to, that I'm getting a recommendation. The said in the description, it was like Spanish speaking is like a good thing. Like it's like a really good thing to have, good asset to have. So I was like, oh yeah, that should be fine. I had to work with like a couple people last summer that only spoke Spanish, and it was difficult because I don't know like the terminology in Spanish, but I got by rather well.
It's helpful to actually have someone there. Like a lot of places you can get interpreters, call in or something, but I've heard that's a lot.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah, and a lot gets lost. It's hard to communicate that way.
Yeah, so we'll see how it goes. Hopefully I can get that position.
Yeah.
Either way. It doesn't really matter. I was talking to my mom. I was like, even if I don't like get it, caddying is fine. Like I'd be making more money there anyway, honestly.
Yeah.
So, and my schedule will be more free.
Absolutely. And it's like, you're going to have so much opportunity to develop your physical therapy skills.
Oh, so, yeah, like, next year.
I mean, you've already like had some good experience in the clinic, but with our clinicals and school, we're going to be fine. So
we'll
I think it's
fine.
It's worthwhile to have to focus on a job this summer where you're just kind of having fun and doing something that's actually distinctly different from what you would be doing.
Yeah. So like when you're doing on Saturdays this summer, is it going to be like what you did last semester?
Yep.
Or this year? Do you do it right now too?
Yeah, I do it right now. Well, I'm done now, but I was doing it on Wednesday and Friday mornings.
Oh, cool.
For most of this semester.
Nice.
So, yeah. But yeah, on Saturdays they have a few classes, so they'll have water aerobics. I teach water aerobics. It's pretty awesome.
You actually go in the pool too?
No, I just stand on the deck so that they can see me moving around and what to do. But water aerobics is a blast.
Nice.
And then there's a couple other classes. I'm not sure what they all are, but
that's cool. What's the age range, you think?
I'd say some of the youngest people there are in their early 70s, late 60s even.
Oh, nice.
But most people are probably 80s. But I mean, it's more, I think actually like Dr. Steckman was talking about, like it's more like you can have people who are very old and in great shape, and then there's people on the younger side who have memory issues or mobility issues. So
yeah,
you have a whole range in the classes, but the classes kind of get grouped up where you have people who have similar abilities. So there's some of them where we're mostly in chairs the whole time doing seated stuff, and there's some where people are, you know, a lot more independent. We're using weights and TRX things and machines, and
yeah, that's cool.
It's cool to have the range of abilities.
Yeah, with us, we're in the 90s. Average age is usually, I mean, my guy, he's 97. So.
Wow.
Yeah, and I get to see him tomorrow and then Wednesday.
Nice.
And then I won't see him until I go visit him next fall.
Yeah.
Which is,
will you do that?
I'm definitely gonna go visit him because he's just a great guy.
Mm-hmm.
I hope even if he doesn't remember who I am, I'm still gonna go visit him and say hi, because hopefully he'll look at me like, oh yeah, I remember this guy.
Yeah, probably.
But I've never met his family. I'm excited to meet his family next Wednesday.
Oh, really?
Cool. Yeah.
Because
they like apparently they've like they know who I am.
Yeah,
not,
they've
never
probably
met
heard
him.
About you. Yeah. That's cool. So you know he really likes hanging out with you.
But this this guy, I think that's part of, I was telling someone, this is part of the reason why I want to do what I want to do in the career, my career. I love seeing progression in things.
Yeah.
Especially with myself, like with going to the gym and everything, but seeing my effect on another person is like one of the most satisfying things in the world. So like when I first started with, his name is Ray.
Yep.
He like, I wasn't really like communicating with him well. He's hard of hearing and stuff. Yeah. And he's like, he always had left knee pain, and he still does have it now, but it was always like a limiting factor for him because he didn't want to like stand up and stuff.
Yep.
And now I've heard that like he, on his own, like last week when we weren't there, he got up out of his wheelchair and started walking down the hallway to like the medical cart or whatever to get snacks.
Wow. Wow. And that's, he wouldn't
I
do
think
that.
He, I think he fell, which is unfortunate, but like the idea of him just standing up and going to get a snack is just funny to me. Yeah. How like he gained like all the strength and then he just like thought like had the confidence to get up because he was always scared to like stand up when I first started with him.
Yeah. Wait, so, is he okay?
He's good. He's good. There's nothing wrong with him so far. His knee still, like I said, his knee still hurts. Like I was working with him yesterday and we were trying to walk, push a stroller and he could do it. Like some days he can do it really good. Mm-hmm. But yesterday he probably took like 7 to 10 steps before we had to sit him down because
just gets tired. Or?
It's his knee. Sometimes it just starts really bothering him.
Yep.
Anybody like it's older age, like they have good days and like bad days where like their pain is more tolerable, and then the other days it they can't, like it's hurting.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm hoping next Wednesday he'll be good because it's like a red carpet walk.
Nice.
So there's like we walk down a long hallway and they have everybody's family cheering you on.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah. So I'm hoping, like, even if he doesn't make it down the hallway, it'll still be fun.
Yeah.
But
it's a cool thing.
Yeah.
Do you like the place? It seemed like a good place.
It's cool. It's an interesting spot.
Yeah.
Because it combines, like, assisted living.
Yep.
Skilled care.
Yep.
And then independent living. So you get, like, we get people from all over. Like, so it's, like, a good diverse, like different types of care.
Yeah.
But it's cool to see, like, I love interacting with these people because they're all so funny and they're so nice and they're like always happy to see you
because
it's like they're only get like limited visitation from their family and everything.
Yeah.
So it's like kind of sad in that aspect, but like it's very fun to hang out with them.
Yeah. And they're excited to learn about what you got going on,
right?
As a 21-year-old, like
exactly,
they don't really talk to people your age, much.
So they're always like asking, like, "What are you guys doing, like this weekend?" And I'm like, "Oh, I'm going to the Brewers game." And they're like, "Oh, no way! I used to go to Brewers games."
Yeah,
and you connect with them on that level of like what they used to do when they were your age.
So do you get to interact with a lot of other people?
Yeah. So like, there's six of us. There's six, and then there's
from
three. So yeah, six from Marquette and three from Wisconsin Lutheran.
Oh, cool.
So each of us have their own partner.
Yeah.
So I have Ray, and then other people have, and you're just like talking with the other people.
Oh, so you're all kind of together?
It's split up. So like, there's a Thursday group, a Thursday afternoon group, a Friday morning group, which is where I'm in, and then a Friday afternoon group, and then everybody comes together on Sundays.
Okay.
To split up into two groups.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's usually how the schedule goes. So yeah, I get to interact with probably 5-6 different people.
Cool.
Sometimes I work with them because the group sessions we like have to help each other. But yeah, it's a really, I think it's very rewarding just to see progression in these people, just cuz especially in my partner, his wife passed like a couple months ago, like before I started.
Oh, wow.
And they told me that he was like very depressed and he didn't want to do anything. But like since we started doing this with him, he's like probably one of the funniest guys like there. He's such a joke. He's such a jokester.
Yeah, dude, that's so cool.
Like I always go pick him up. Like, hey, we're gonna go downstairs and do some exercise. He's like, I'm feeling lazy today. You know, I'm not trying to do that. And then I'm like, nah. I was like, we want you down there. You know, we're waiting. He's like, ah, okay, I'll go.
Yeah, yeah. He's like complain, like kind of joking.
He's
like,
always
complaining
joking
all the time.
Yeah, he always says that his name is like John Johnson or whatever. He's just goofy.
Yeah.
You ask him anything about like farming because he used to be a farmer in a farm, and he just like goes off. I was like, how do you get all the cows to listen to milk? And he's like, I'm not telling you, it's a secret.
That's awesome.
So he's just a goofy guy.
Yeah,
he's a goofy goober.
That sounds like such a cool thing.
It's cool. It's just sometimes it's frustrating because the hours, because it's like Fridays and Sundays.
Yeah.
But it's very satisfying when you just get to work with a guy like that.
Yeah.
Very insightful.
And it sounds cool that you get to get really close with him and some of the other people, that you get to talk a lot and really get to know them.
Mm-hmm. It's just definitely opened my eyes up to working with an older generation.
Yeah.
Because I feel like a lot, like especially nowadays, they don't really focus on elderly. It's more like, oh, we have to get rid of them. But
yeah, there's it's kind of crazy actually. Some of this stuff, like, like during COVID, when you're talking about
the vaccine,
who should get vaccines first. I mean, obviously, it's a complicated issue, but like, a lot of people were advocating, you know, you should keep the most valuable.
Yeah, and it's like,
which is the younger people who work.
It's just sad to me because, like, I mean, as time goes on, we're going to be those people, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, you don't want to be neglect just because of your age.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And working with these people, it's like giving them, like, a sense of, like, oh, yeah, someone's caring for me. Like, this is what's good for me and everything. So
it also, like, makes them feel really cool. Which
exactly.
They are. It's like, but they don't. They don't get to share, like, all the cool stuff. That they've
exactly.
They've been alive for 3-4 times as long as
this
us.
This guy is
it's
97
like,
years old. So
yeah,
he was born in 1920.
Yeah, like, just what a gift to be able to talk to people.
Yeah, I'm like, I asked him, like, what do you do? Like, he doesn't remember a lot of it, but I've researched him because this dude is a professor, and he's in NASA's Hall of Fame and served in Japan. And I'm like... like, how did you do all this stuff? Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, nah, it's not, like, I swear, he's like the humblest guy ever. He's like, nah,
it was nothing. Yeah, that's so cool. Like, my grandpa, I was just talking to him when I was home last time about he had an addition on his house. Like, he put a whole new room on his house. I was like, how did you do that? Yeah, he's like, I just figured it out.
just don't worry about it. I got it.
Yeah.
One of those guys. That's the type of men you have to aim to be. Just I got it. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Yep.
So that's cool. Any closing thoughts as we conclude this session?
Yeah. Just get outside and try to enjoy the beautiful creation. And it'll get even more beautiful.
Yeah, as the summer goes on. But you have a song, Rick?
Yeah.
Pondering.
Busy doing nothing.
Busy doing nothing?
Yep.
That's cool.
That'll be a good conclusion for us.
By Zach Top?
Yep.
Nice. Okay. Well, thanks for joining me on this lovely morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Zach.
Yeah, good luck with finals studying for you.
Yep.
I'll see you the next couple of days.
Yep.
Or later on this weekend. Thank you for everybody that tuned in this morning, and we'll be posting this recording later on to Spotify. So, yeah, like Will said, enjoy. Go outside, enjoy. The sun should be coming out later today.
Oh yeah.
And we'll end it with busy doing nothing here. So. Yeah, hope everybody has a good rest of the day, and we'll see you next week for the final show. So,
see ya.